Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's Carrie. Wasted. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, we are exactly 55 minutes away from making the guitar pull announcement. 55 minutes away.
I can't wait.
Maybe you want to throw that in your phone, you know, because a lot of things can happen probably in the next 55 minutes. Maybe you take the kids to school, or I don't know, you might spill coffee everywhere. Or dog's got to go out. I mean, you know, you got a million things you got going on.
Life happens.
Life is going to happen.
But you also need to know the guitar pull lineup. So
you need the lineup.
Priorities.
Need all the details. And then this morning at 9:10, we will give away the first pair of tickets at 9:10 this morning. That's going to be awesome. That's a way to start the week off. We're still Tuesday, beginning of the week, for you to walk around and just go, hey, I got one of the first pair of guitar in Tampa Bay. Pretty cool.
Yep. And did you hear who's going to be there? Because at that point, you'll know.
All right. 7 o'clock. We are now 54 minutes away from that announcement. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Man, this is so cool. Remember the kid last week? He was giving all his birthday money to Hurricane Dorian, to other kids. He was going to give their money away to victims and stuff like that.
Yeah, he had saved up a bunch of his chore money to go to Disney, and then he decided, you know what? Other people need this more than I do.
Yeah, he saw what Dorian had done, and he said, I'm not going to go to Disney anymore. Well, there's an update to the story. It's an incredible one, and we're going to play it for you next. I know you're thinking about going to work and everything. This is going to brighten you up. This is going to make you feel good. It's QYK. Yeah, this kid, he's got such a great heart. Great job to him and his parents. Man, parents did a great job raising this kid. So he had saved all his money. He's going to Disney, right? Every kid wants to do that. Well, then Hurricane Dorian comes and causes massive destruction in the Bahamas and other areas too. So he says, I'm giving all of my money to relief efforts. And he did. Well, Disney heard about that. They stepped in.
Mickey Mouse and his gang heard that your original plan was to spend your birthday at Walt Disney World. As a gift to you, we want you to come enjoy a getaway at the Walt Disney World Resort later this month.
Really excited because I wanted to go to Disney in a long time. Be strong, and if you do good things, you will be rewarded.
There you go. That was on Good Morning America. What a great kid. And great job, Disney, for hearing about the story, rewarding him. So look at this. All of his money that he saved went to help the Dorian relief effort.
Yep.
And he still gets to go enjoy Disney. And most importantly, listen to that message he's spreading, positivity, and saying, hey, you do the right thing, and it comes back at you. So it's really cool.
Gosh, he is so wise for his age.
I know.
Unbelievable. His parents. Job well done.
Well done.
And if you do good things, you will be rewarded.
Do good things, you'll be rewarded. So
cute.
Very, very cool. Great job by Disney. And there's a great follow-up to that story. So makes me feel good. All right, on the way, 7 o'clock, we are making the announcement. Guitar pull. We are now 35 minutes away.
Oh, it's getting closer.
This is, I wrote on, I think it was Facebook yesterday. This is one of the coolest country music experiences you'll ever get because it's all the artists on one stage at one time. They're storytelling. They're riffing. They're jamming. They're kind of making songs up as they go, kind of playing off one another. I know last year, Dustin Lynch, he was there and he was playing. And I forget who it was, but Dustin Lynch was playing. It was Good Girl, I think, was his song out at the time.
I believe that's correct.
And somebody else was like, oh, you know what? That sounds like this. And then they started jamming to another song. And I was like, wow, they're like doing a live remix up here. Like, I mean, you'll never see that at a concert. Like a real regular concert, you know, where it's one guy on one stage at one time. Oh, man. But when these guys all get together, it's such a cool experience.
Yeah. And you really do not realize until you go to one. Because last year was my very first one.
You didn't know what to expect.
No.
Yeah.
I did not know I was going to walk in and see all of the artists together on stools next to each other at the same time singing. Some of them even jumped on, like you said, other people's songs.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing how many of them wanted to jump in, but were just mouthing along, just like the audience.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all singing the songs.
Just to see these artists. You know, I don't want to say they're outside of their comfort zone because I guess they're actually in their comfort zone. But it's really weird because you don't know which one it is, you know, because it's like they're with all these other artists performing. Like, they don't practice that. There's no, like, we don't do 2 days ahead of time. There's no, like, guitar pull practice session.
Yeah, it's you throw them all up there.
Right, but their live shows that you would see, like, at the Amp or anywhere else, that's all rehearsed and practiced. This is like, just get up there and see what happens. Yeah. So, we'll tell you who's coming. 7 o'clock, it's on the way, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
There's Kenny. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I just want to give you the 20-minute heads up, 20-minute notice till we announce guitar pool. You'll find out who's going to play. We're going to just announce everybody at one time. And some of the artists will join us this morning.
Yeah.
It's a big deal for the artists to come to this guitar pool. You know, we've, I'm trying to think, this has helped launch a ton of careers. Kane Brown, probably the most notable. Dustin Lynch. We just had a ton of John Party. So we just had some crazy, amazing artists over the last several years. No different this year. Actually, I think this year will be my next level. So this is really, really exciting.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these people are already famous.
Yeah, yeah. There's kind of a mix. There's mm-hmm. some up and comers, and then there's some that are they're already at the party.
Yeah, exactly.
they've already made it to the party. That was really, really cool. This is one of the guys here. It was here last year, Dustin Lynch. It's 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, y'all ready? Y'all ready? Guitar pull announcement? Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. I've been waiting so long.
Only 40 seconds late doing this. This is good. People already on Facebook. Come on, hurry up, hurry up. It's 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This really is Christmas for country music fans. This is the coolest country music experience I've ever been to. Melanie, you did your first guitar pull last year. I know you loved it. You didn't know what to expect.
No, it was amazing. And I brought my brother along too. And he goes, I can't believe I haven't been going to this every single year.
All of these artists on stage at one time. Okay, let's get the details before, well, some of the details out of the way here before we'll announce the artist here in just a second. The guitar pull is going to happen. Kevin, you're fact checking me on all this, right?
I'm going okay. to. Yeah.
I don't mess any of this. Yeah. Sunday, November the 17th. This is awesome. I believe this is the first ever guitar pull on a weekend.
It's always been in the middle of the week. Yes.
Right. So that's
Sunday,
good.
Sunday, November 17th.
You could actually like tailgate for this and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So Sunday, November the 17th, that is the guitar pull at Mahaffey. Okay, you got that?
The Mahaffey Theater, downtown St. Petersburg. Yes.
Oh, there we go. We got that out of the way.
Yes.
We want you to go to 995QYK.com so you can get a special e-blast from Mahaffey, and they're going to give you a pre-sale code. If you want to do that, 995QYK.com. Okay?
Done.
Yeah, done. Check. 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 We will also be giving tickets away at 9:10 this morning. So you will be one of the first people in Tampa Bay to get a hold of these tickets for the guitar pull.
Check.
Check. I believe we're down to now just the artists.
Here we go.
Right? Have I covered everything? Melanie,
just get to the lineup.
All right. Guitar pull. Here we go. You ready? You ready for the first artist?
Yes, I am so ready.
All right,
let's
here we go.
Turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. Is it holding it down?
Morgan Wallen going to be there. Man, we just had a great time with Morgan. He's opening up for the FGL concert.
I love Morgan Wallen. I am so excited to see him.
All right, so Morgan Wallen is first off of our list this morning for the guitar pull. The next artist who will be on that same stage at the same exact time as Morgan. And if you're new to the guitar pull, that's what this is. It's all these artists on stage together at the same time. Just kind of jamming. It's funny. Here is the next artist.
Take it from me if you want a t-shirt to sleep in. It's my favorite, but you can keep it.
That's Jordan Davis. A lot of people say he's got the best beard in the business.
No doubt about it.
It's a great beard.
He's got a good beard on him.
Took over Zach Brown, I think, with the beard, man.
Yeah.
He really did.
Take it from me.
All right, so that's Jordan Davis. Also be performing at our guitar pool coming up on Sunday, November the 17th. All right, so we got Morgan Wallen, we got Jordan Davis.
Two really good artists.
And next to perform on the same stage at the same time for guitar pull, here you go.
Every little thing, I remember every little thing.
Carly Pearce, currently planning a wedding to Michael Ray.
She's got her marriage certificate yesterday.
I saw they were drinking wine when they got their marriage certificate, so that's going to be fantastic. She will be newly married, right? I think I'm correct.
They're
on
not
that.
Sharing the exact date, but yeah, I'm guessing it's right around the
corner. Yeah,
you have 30 days. You
right.
got a window of 30 days. So yes, she will be married.
She will be newly married when she performs for the guitar pool. On the way next, this person will also be joining.
I love how you're doing this. It's so great.
I'm just taking my time because people are very excited. So we've got Morgan Wallen. We've got Jordan Davis. We've got Carly Pierce.
Yes.
And this person will join them. Chase Rice. He's had a monster year. He's no better view than you in my arms with my eyes on you. All right, you want to give the recap where we are here? And we got one more to announce.
Okay.
You want to give the recap?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, we've got Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
And then we've got Carly Pierce.
Yes.
We've got Jordan Davis.
Yes.
We've got Chase Rice.
Yes.
And finally,
here you go. My town's smaller than your town, and I got a bigger bug in my wall. That is Michael Hardy. You know him better as Hardy.
Hardy.
Rednecker is his song. This guy, I tell you, I'm really excited to see him. He's got an incredible career. You would not believe the songs this man has wrote.
God's Country.
He wrote God's Country for Blake.
I mean, no big deal, but...
And a ton of other songs. And
I think Simple for FGL amongst others.
Two or three for FGL. I know that. Yeah, and so he had to kind of... He had to kind of face this thing in his career, like, am I going to be a writer or a performer, or can I do both? And so he's decided, I'm going to give this singing thing a try, too. I write these great songs. So it's going to be neat, because I think guys from those backgrounds on the guitar pool are so cool, because they have all this knowledge of all this country music, because they've written so many of the big songs. So inevitably what happens is a guy like Hardy may wind up singing one of these huge songs that he wrote for another artist.
That'd be really cool.
And it sort of gives you the chills, because it's like, wow, that's the brain behind that song. And, you know, you didn't know the guy who, so it's really incredible.
Yeah, it's like a sneak peek into what it was like being in the studio when he wrote the song.
QIK Guitar Pool, Sunday, November the 17th at Mahaffey. Get to 995QIK.com, because I want you to get this special email that's going to go out. You're going to get a pre-sale code, 995QIK.com. Get that QIK e-blast. That's an email blast that's going to go out. You want to be on that list so you can see Morgan Wallen, Jordan Davis, Chase Rice, Hardy, and Carly Pierce. I think she'll be Carly Pierce Ray by the time she performs, and she's going to be fantastic up there, too. And I'm already looking on Facebook, and people are saying, well, of course, her new husband may join her as well. Michael Ray, you never know. Never know.
Oh, that'd be so exciting. So tickets officially go on sale Friday, September 13th at 11 a.m. Pre-sale days today through Thursday. So go get them now, because they're going to go fast.
There you go. 99.5 QIK Guitar Pool. Excited for this? Excited for this charm on a Sunday, man. Just have all day to get ready for it.
It's in downtown St. Pete, too.
One of the guys playing. This is him, Jordan Davis. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
That is Morgan Wallen with FGL, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Morgan Wallen, part of our QIK guitar pool. We just announced that about 10 minutes ago. Yes. He'll be joined by Jordan Davis, Hardy, Carly Pierce, and Chase Rice. This will be Sunday, November the 17th. We actually just got a hold of Chase Rice. He is sitting at an airport. He must be thrilled. 7:14 in the morning. He's been at an airport for over an hour. Not sure what city he's in. But he is going to join us next. And we'll talk about him being on stage at our QIK guitar pool. Again, you want to get on that email list for the QIK email blast. The email blast that's going to go out. And here's the deal. You're going to get a pre-sale code. And this is very, very, very important that you jump on this at 99.5QIK.
Yeah, because the email goes out at 9 a.m. So get on that list now.
Do that now while you're thinking about it, while we're talking about it, because you got an hour and 45 minutes to jump on that at 99.5QIK.com. And Chase Rice will join us next, right after Carrie Underwood on QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We just announced he's part of the 99.5 QIK guitar pool.
Yeah.
Careful, it just went next level. And thanks for getting up early this morning, Chase Rice.
What's up?
What up, man?
Just been to the airport.
You sound excited.
Man, it's been a long summer.
Where are you headed now?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Wow, you just get on the plane and
just
hope for the best.
Wherever it takes them. Yeah.
I'm going to have to kind of find out when I get there.
What a summer it's been. I've been following you all over social media, dude. You've been having a rocking summer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everywhere from even last week was, I think it was Australia to Phoenix to San Jose to Charlotte back to Washington State all in like 7 days. It was crazy, man.
That's awesome, man. I'll tell you, when we announced that you were coming to play our guitar pool, I was like, well, there's the party. That's the party factor. Dude, I remember seeing you last year. You were in Ybor City. I think you played the Ritz. It was crazy. You had an early show, and it was like an early show. And then the people that came into the late show, you had triple the crowd of the late show. And everyone was like, dude, when Chase announced on social media he was going to be here, people went bananas, man.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm from Daytona originally, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or Tampa's just awesome like that. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, when we come down there now, it's like, it's pretty insane, from the entire state of Florida. So it's going to be good to be down there. You know, I got family down there, so it's always a fun time when I'm down there.
A lot of people may not know this about you, that you actually played college football back in the day, and now it is officially football season. The fellas in the studio,
man.
It's all they're talking about. Yep. How excited are you that football's back?
Oh, yeah, you have no idea. I mean, even the Florida-Miami game a couple weeks ago, I was in Australia, and I was watching it on my iPad. I don't even know how I was streaming it. Like, it didn't work half the time. That was how pumped I was in the middle of the day. Everybody surfing, doing their thing outside. I'm sitting in there watching.
Man, let me we'll jump to the music real quick. And, you know, Eyes on You, congrats, dude. I mean, just a grand slam song. Like, I just, it's one of those things. And I know that, when you guys work so hard, there's so much behind the scenes. And you've been at this a long time. You've had like the most incredible highs. And then I remember the one day talking to you and you're like, yeah, I'm without a label. I'm self-funding my projects. I believe in myself. Then you jump back on the label and you have this grand slam turnaround. Like, how do you describe this to people?
I think that's just no matter how high or how low they are, there's just always that type of highs and lows in the industry. You know, it just usually probably doesn't happen as early as it did with me with the lows. Maybe it does, I don't know, but yeah, man, it's just, for me, it's about the product we make. It's got to be great these days. I mean, to really, really sell tickets and to really get people caring, there's so much out there that it's like, what I put out has to be amazing. And that's what I think Eyes on You was just so huge. It just resonated with people, you know, and you got to do that. If you start putting out stuff that's just average, and it may work, it may be number one song, but it really doesn't resonate with people. So that's my main focus, is I just want to put out the best product that I can put out, you know.
Dude, I think lonely, if you are, I'm just, you know, I'd probably, like, they always tell me, like, not to do this when we talk to artists. I just think it's a number one song, man.
You can say that all day long. I agree it is. It's a long ride to go, but I agree with you. I think it will be.
When it hits number one, what's that celebration like?
I don't know. The last one was the first one, and I ended up in Manchester, England, and Copenhagen, Denmark. Like, that was the Copenhagen thing was actually kind of on accident, which was crazy. All that was in 1 week. So that's, I don't know, this next one, it's who knows what'll happen. I'll end up in China or something.
All right, we'll have the bail money ready. Just is what it sounds like.
Dude, just don't end up in the hospital.
Yeah,
and you'll be all
real.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, I mean, we celebrate as we should, you know. It took us so long to get there. I'm not going to stop celebrating. I'm going to celebrate each win we get. And, you know, hopefully we do that a whole lot, you know, over the next however many years.
I think you will, Chase. I just feel like you're in this rhythm, man, locked in, you know, kind of this just locked in state. You know, you get to this flow state, and just when I hear the music, even Three Chords and the Truth, to be quite honest with you, man, I felt like it's just locked in on that, too. That was just a great song, man. So
thank you, man. And people consider that a failure, weird enough, in, you know, in the industry, but it's like, you're crazy, man.
Yeah.
These people, that was a huge, huge thing for us, because it was, you know, it built the foundation, which was, you know, had cracks in it, you know, and it solidified that, and then all of a sudden Oz happens, and that takes off, and yeah, we're in a rhythm. I mean, it's the most exciting time for, you know, by far in my career. So and the most part, we're having fun. We're having the most fun we've ever had ever, which is crazy because we have a lot of it.
Yeah, and I think that's so underrated, right? No matter what you do, whether in the music business or whatever kind of business you're in, man, you have a better shot of being successful if you're just having fun, right?
100%. Yeah, it's like, if you're not enjoying it, there's no point.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so not only do I feel like we're clicking on all cylinders, you know, with the best songs that have ever been, you know, that I've ever done personally, it's also... it's the most fun we ever had. Like I said, that's at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're not doing that.
There he is, Chase Rice. So excited, man, to be able to party with you at our guitar pool. It's just a super awesome format there, where you guys are just on stage riffing, jamming. Anything can happen. Cocktail in, just doing the whole thing. So, and by the way, everyone, Chase Rice is an awesome follow on social media. He may frustrate you on a Sunday when he's like, hey, my Sunday's probably better than your Sunday, and it usually is. But I love living through you on social, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, and trust me, some of my Sundays are not so hot, like I said. But, man, I mean, at the end of the day, that's like I just said, we're having fun, me and Bang, everybody. It's and I like showing people that, because that's – and it's not always like that, you know. If there's nothing being thrown up there.
Just a shame you're miserable.
Like hungover. It's not all roses, but yeah, the fun stuff I do like to show.
The next time we don't see Chase posting on a Sunday, we'll assume he's in a Chinese prison after a number one song.
There we go, yep.
I'll take that as long as the number one happens.
Yeah, that might be fun, too. I don't know. All right, Chase Rice, we'll see you soon, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks, y'all.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
This Friday night, Chris Young, Chris Chance, and Low Cash. And we've got the tickets, callers 9 and 10, right now at 800-992-1099. You're going to play Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game before this Friday the 13th show. Ooh, Friday the 13th. Concert, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that means the tailgate's going to be extra crazy.
Extra crazy?
Yep.
Is it going to be all the red balloons, probably, because that's coming back?
Oh, that It Too commercial. I don't even like watching that.
Yeah, now that it's out in theaters, you might see that.
The red balloons at the tailgate. Yeah. Add something to it. I'm excited to see that movie. I don't know why.
I get it.
I didn't like the first one. I thought it was okay. This one looks scarier. They said it was going to be scarier.
Let's hope.
I don't like just making myself scared.
Oh, I do. I don't know why. Scare me.
Does nothing
scare
for me.
I like it. Scare me.
I like romantic comedies.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. Sometimes the tailgate is also a romantic comedy. Some of the stuff we've seen out there, sort of also a romantic comedy. All right. Callers 9 and 10. Chris Young, Chris Jansen, and Low Cash. Call us right now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Chris Young, Chris Jansen, and Low Cash this Friday night. That's what we're playing for right now. Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game. We got Lindsay and Jeff on. Lindsay, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing. After you do, Jeff, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. And then you guys will just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats.
Yes.
All right, let's throw 5 seconds on the clock.
Hey, we did it.
We just read this. This is fascinating that ranch has become the number one condiment.
Yes, beating out ketchup for the first time ever.
Pretty impressive. Way to go, ranch. Congratulations, ranch dressing this morning.
Yes.
So, Lindsay, the category is name things that would go on a burger. Go.
Ranch dressing.
Ketchup.
Mayonnaise.
Mustard.
Cheese.
Mm, bacon.
Barbecue sauce.
Fried egg.
The bread.
Onions.
Swiss cheese.
Pickle.
Mac and cheese.
Onion strips.
Mushrooms.
A patty melt.
Hot sauce.
Was it barbecue sauce yet?
Yes,
I did.
5 seconds is up.
I applaud him for asking, though. I think that's the very first time ever he said, wait, did you already say this?
Yeah. It was the most polite way to lose. It was unbelievable.
It was so sweet.
And I do got to give credit to Kevin, who really is our prime judge here. He allowed patty melt to go as a topping on a burger. Interesting.
It's more of that is the actual meal.
Yes. So.
Well, the Vortex in Atlanta, the patty melt is a topping on top of the burger.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
There you go. A patty melt on top of a patty melt. Basically.
There you go. Well, Lindsay, I'm like gaining weight as I'm listening to this game go on. Somebody put a patty melt on top of their hamburger.
Yeah.
Wow. Lindsay, congratulations. Chris Young, Chris Jansen, and Locash this Friday night.
Thank you so much.
Man, they didn't leave much in the tank. I was going to say green olives. I don't know. I like to put green olives on my burgers. People think that's weird.
What about relish?
Oh, yeah. Relish.
Sauerkraut.
Didn't get said. Sauerkraut didn't get said.
No.
Tomatoes. Lettuce.
There we go. I like mine with lettuce and tomatoes.
Heinz 57 and French fry potatoes.
When in doubt, just go with the Jimmy Buffett
there
song.
You go.
It's right. All good. All right, Texas, what do we leave off? 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 740 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Oh, man, this is big. Get ready, everybody. Carly Pierce is going to join us in about 5, 6, 7 minutes or so.
I love her.
Not only did we just announce that she is performing for our QIK guitar pull, Carly's also planning a wedding, which we assume is just days away. They just got her and Michael Ray just got their marriage certificates. So I think you have like 30 days to,
yes,
you got to make that thing come true, right?
I just learned all of this because we just applied for ours yesterday. So 30 days is how long it's good for.
So yeah, they're busy. They're busy this morning, but she's so cool and going to take a few minutes to talk to us about her coming to our guitar pool on November the 17th. Listen, we're getting a lot of action on the Facebook page. You've got to get to 99.5QIK.com. I mean, you don't have to. And I guess I don't want to tell you what to do. But I really want you to. So
we strongly suggest.
Right. Well, I want you to get that presale code, which is going to go, the email blast is going to go out at 9 a.m. And I want you to get that special presale code for the guitar pool.
Yeah, because that's the only way you're getting tickets before they officially go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's 100% it. So get ready. Morgan Wallen, Chase Rice, Jordan Davis, Carly Pierce, as we mentioned,
and Hardy.
And Hardy for our guitar pool. Those tickets will go on sale this Friday at 11 a.m. We'll be giving tickets away in 1 hour from right now. There's a lot going on. This is a lot going on. But very exciting stuff. Very, very, very exciting stuff. Carly Pierce going to join us 5, 6, 7 minutes. I wonder if her and Melanie will talk about weddings.
All signs point to yes. I've got to, of course.
No, I know. Well, it's funny. Like, I would say probably, for obviously most of y'all who can't see us in here every morning, which would be weird if y'all were watching us like through the windows. So this is a good relationship.
It'd be really weird because we're on the second floor.
Yeah.
How'd you get up?
Crazy.
There?
Like, I don't know, but.
Are you on a ladder?
But Melanie usually is at some point a few times during the week on Carly's Instagram page. And I think, I don't know that you're not looking for ideas because you already know what you're doing for your wedding. But I think, I don't know, how would you describe, like, is.
Well, I just follow both of them. And so, well, they post the exact same thing, too.
Right.
They obviously discuss it and then post the same caption, same photo.
They're on
but
the same page, 100%.
It's all wedding planning stuff, and it's just funny because we must be getting married around the exact same time because everything is around the same time for us. So the marriage license, the bachelorette party, all of the things.
That'd be funny if, like, you looked over and they're also getting married in, like, the room next to you or something.
Oh, my gosh, the same place.
Yeah, same
I'd be
place.
Nuts.
Carly Pierce can join
party.
Us. 6 minutes away. She's performing at our QIK guitar pool. She's fantastic
in
person.
And maybe at my wedding.
And maybe at your wedding, too. Well, we're all going to be hearing this song November the 17th, the QIK guitar pool, as Carly Pierce has joined the lineup.
I remember every little thing.
All right, the amazing, multi-talented, so sweet, Carly Pearce has joined us this morning. Good morning, Carly.
That was so nice. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, you know what they say? When it's just be honest, and it's authentic, and you are all those things.
Oh.
Man, your wife has trained you well, Mark.
I know.
Gosh.
So, Carly, listen, I mean, what a year it's been, professionally and personally. We're so excited to see you for our guitar pool. You weren't here that long ago in Tampa. I'll never forget you on stage right before you sang Every Little Thing, and you thanked your ex-boyfriend for inspiring this song. And I thought, man, what a story. That was incredible.
You know, just got to keep it real.
You did keep it real. I think that's why people love you so much.
Oh, I mean, we all go through the same things, and that was truly a story that I lived. Every Little Thing is my story, and it felt really good to be able to have the last word.
And look who does have the last word now, because you are nominated for an ACM Award, New Female Vocalist of the Year. We saw the post on Instagram. Obviously, you were running around like crazy, the best reaction to being nominated. But what was the celebration after that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've dreamt of being nominated for a CMA for years and years and years. And especially Best New Artist, just because I don't know. That's just such a prestigious award to me. And I didn't even watch the nominations being announced just because I really didn't think there was any way. And so that was a real moment. And after that, it was just a day of being really excited. And I definitely drank some wine that night.
Yeah.
And, it was just, that was a genuine moment that Michael just happened. That's actually how I am. I'm a weirdo that runs around my house. I couldn't help it. I was freaking out.
I think it's pretty relatable. That would be anyone's reaction to finding out. Best New Artist, female at that. That's amazing. Speaking of drinking wine, you had your bachelorette party the very same weekend that I had mine. So,
oh my gosh, no way.
Yeah, so still recovering a little bit.
Me too.
It looked like so much fun, though. You guys went to Dollywood. What was the highlight of the bachelorette party? Was that it?
Going back to Dollywood was so fun, and going back to the other theater that I worked at in Pigeon Forge, and they actually didn't tell me, but they sing Every Little Thing in the show and talk about how I used to work there, and that was just like a really full circle sweet moment for me, and I love my wine, but I'm just not the girl that like wants to go to Vegas and do all that stuff. So it was super fun to just have my bridesmaids in a cabin hanging out and go show them what made me, which was Dollywood and just the Pigeon Forge area.
You know, Carly, I think one of the things that's going to make you such a great fit for our guitar pool, because you said I'm a weirdo who just likes to jump around the house and stuff like that, is that the guitar pool is a totally unscripted thing. Like, you just get up there, you kind of riff, you kind of jam. This seems like the kind of setting for you that's going to be perfect.
You never know what I'm going to say, so we'll see how it goes. But I love guitar pools. I like that intimate, just kind of whatever happens, kind of a show. So I'm excited.
You and Michael obviously planning a wedding. What has been the biggest surprise in planning a wedding?
I don't know that you're going to agree, but I would say that it's not as hard as everybody told me it was going to be.
So I will say that was my initial reaction as well. I go, well, this isn't as hard as everyone was making it out to be. But then the hardest part has been people's opinions. That's the only thing, is just family. I have a very opinionated family.
Okay. See, the most difficult part for me is guest list, because my sweet fiance has 1,800 members of his family.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they tried to make it a tiny wedding. And even people who don't get invitations think they're still invited.
Isn't it funny how that works?
Hey, you guys, Carly, y'all need to get Cuervo to sponsor your wedding. Cuervo 1,800, and they can pay for all of Michael's friends and family. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I need.
Well, we'll work on that for you. Carly Pearce, she's absolutely super talented and going to be at our guitar pool. Super, super excited for this, Carly. I got to tell you, watching Melanie look at your Instagram page, like, makes me happy for Melanie, because I feel like y'all are living through, like,
oh,
at least she's living through you.
I just relate to everything she's been posting. I'm just like, oh my gosh, from when the invitations arrived to save the dates, all this stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm doing all the same things. It's fun.
When are you getting married?
September 21st. So we are just 2 weeks out, basically.
That is super soon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I love it. Brides unite.
Yes.
Hashtag brides unite. Carly, we're so excited to see you for Guitar Pool. Congrats on all the success. You and Michael Ray, I'm telling you, just such a relatable, authentic couple, perfect for country music, and so glad to have y'all.
Thank you, and good luck with your wedding.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye, Carly.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
So if a bear attacked you, would you try to reason with the bear? Like, I'm talking about, like, English communication, speaking to the bear. Would that be first on your list?
No, I'd be screaming.
I'd be screaming, like, yeah, like my kids scream when I tell them to go to bed. That's how I'd be screaming. Not this guy.
We're literally, like, an arm length away. I keep on turning around, and it's following me, and I was just, this is where I'm going to die. Like, that was my first thought, was this is where I'm dying. I stared it in the eye for a second, and I said, you don't got to do this, and we kind of just looked at each other and continued.
That's, yeah. That's what I say to my, the quarterback of my NFL team when he throws an interception. I say, you know, you don't have to do this, okay? But this is what, this is the logic the man used to save his life. He literally talked the bear off the ledge. The bear was about to eat him. And he says, you know, we don't have to do this right here, right now. And the bear looked at him and kind of said, okay, and walked away. It's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
The bear speaks English.
We kind of just looked at each other and continued.
Continued on. That's it. You know, you know what's funny? They say if you just stay calm in situations and you're patient, but, you know, human nature, it's hard, especially when there's a bear, you know, breathing in your face.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, that sounds great. Right. I just, oh, hey, bear, what's up? Oh, no, nothing to worry about here. Let me just walk away. But in reality, oh, my gosh, it's a bear.
I know, but I heard that this morning, and I was like,
freaking out.
I was like, maybe people could use that today. Maybe you got some situation going on, and maybe it's just a good lesson to be like, you know what? Maybe just calmly speak. Calmly. And, you know, if the man convinced the bear to walk away from him, not eat him, then maybe it could work for you. So
there you go.
You know, we don't have to do this.
That's right, the right.
Yes, you don't have to. You don't have to do this.
99.5 Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Saturday night in Ohio, police come to a man's house. They take his marijuana. You can't have that. He believes it's now legal, though, in Ohio. And he calls 911.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he thinks it's legal. He's been watching the news and consuming some type of information that he believes that it's legal, and the police unfairly took it. He believes the police stole it. So he calls 911 to demand his marijuana back. Oh, here's how the call went.
I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back. It's only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool, right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Where did you get that information?
What are you talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
It's not. I'm just here to tell you that it's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where you been the past 2 months? I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to punk me like I'm dumb.
But you're not right.
He is not facing charges. But since he called 911 and all the calls are recorded, the police did post that on their Facebook page and used it as a teachable moment.
I love that they're doing this now. I'm not going to lie. I love that they're taking 911 calls that are just absolutely ridiculous and then using them as an example.
No, I think it's absolutely great. And he did not sound like somebody who was ready to negotiate. And then the 911 operator, though, was very clear in his description of the situation.
You are wrong.
And there you go. You are wrong. So those are nutbags north of Florida.
Oh, classic. Calling 911 because your weed was stolen.
Demanding your weed back from the police.
From the police.
Pretty good. 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.